More people will soon be allowed to administer flu vaccines in Massachusetts. The State Public Health Council decided yesterday to add medical and nursing students to the list of approved injection givers, a list that's already expanded to include dentists, pharmacists, and paramedics. The move could help in schools, which are bracing for an outbreak of the H1N1 swine flu. There were 15 school closures last spring due to swine flu in the Boston Public Schools alone. But the new academic year, this fall, brings a revised approach to the flu. We spoke to Carolyn Riley, who oversees health services for Boston Public Schools, about the new plan. As we said, Carolyn, 15 school closures last year, but there's going to be a new approach this fall if the swine flu reemerges in a big way. Tell us about it.
The CDC, the Center for Disease Control, as well as the U.S. Department of Education have moved away from school closings. Instead, we will be focusing on, of course, the prevention message, which is the importance of washing your hands with soap and water, covering your mouth when you sneeze, but most importantly, staying home when you're sick.
If there are a lot of absences, why not close a school?
As you know, we closed 15 schools in Boston last year, and the Public Health Commission has done an analysis. And in fact, there was really no difference in the amount of days that it took for attendance to go back to normal between those schools that we closed and those that remained open.
Just so I'm clear on this, so there was no health benefit by keeping the schools closed?
There was no significant difference in the control of the spread of the flu. But in those situations where we closed the school, and actually CDC is still recommending that we look at this, where we see the attendance of students go so low, as well as staff who are really impacted, so that the school is no longer able to really function. In those severe instances, we will still consider school closings.
The recommendations for this school year leaves the medical decision-making up to parents or guardians and maybe students themselves in terms of whether they think they should stay home. Is that the right place for that decision to be made?
Yes, it is. Parents who know that their child has specific symptoms, which we have flooded the airwaves with, which is a fever, as well as other flu-like symptoms such as coughing, sneezing, body aches. So fever really is the key. And really, children should not be sent to school if they have a high fever because they're really not in a position to learn.
Do you think that parents and students are ready to make this decision? Do you think they're educated enough?
We have sent home an enormous amount of material. We will be focusing on this in the opening days of school, as well as doing mailings to parents and Connect Ed phone messages.
Once the swine flu vaccine is available, and it's expected to be available in mid-October, public health officials are going to recommend a series of flu shots, one for the regular flu, two for the swine flu. Will Boston Public School nurses be giving these shots to students and staff?
Boston Public Schools nurses are being trained to administer the immunization for the H1N1 virus. However, we will not be the first line of immunization. The Public Health Commission will be the first line, as well as primary care providers. Only in the event of a severe level 3 outbreak where the medical community has been overwhelmed will we be going to our nurses for immunization.
Carolyn Riley, thank you very much for speaking to Morning Edition.
You're welcome.
Carolyn Riley, Senior Director of Special Education and Related Services for Boston Public Schools, is overseeing school efforts to combat the swine flu.